Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time again, folks, broadcasting live with his tin cans and a brand new string from a top old Smokey. It's Ben, the king of wiener slingers, with a fancy co-host, with important guests, and the best answers a third grade education can buy. All for you. Sponsored by Ben'sCarts.com, whiskey by the jug and donuts. You are so in for a treat today. But if I told you now, I'd have to kill you. So stay tuned. Ben's as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Stand by. He's downing his last glass of liquid courage. And he'll be live in 30 seconds.
Have you ever wondered why the guy selling hot dogs always seems so happy?
Hello, Mrs. Smith. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Can I interest either of you in a hot dog? Do you want to find out why? LearnHotDogs.com. Get free video training, earn points, and get free stuff. Read Ben's hot dog blog and more. The premier source for hot dog vending information. Go to LearnHotDogs.com.
Well, howdy, howdy, folks. I am glad to be with you tonight, Sunday, May 5th. And we have, I've got a lot of questions to cover that were submitted in the, from people that could not make the show tonight and wanted to ask some questions. And I'll be getting to those. I also would like to welcome you over to the chat room. The chat room is open. It got opened late. I was late getting it opened, and I apologize, but it is open. And you can go on over there and check it out. I did get some questions last week and then one right before the show about how to get into the chat room. And let me see if I can explain this because I don't have access to the side you see. So when I go there, it automatically recognizes me and it opens a different page. But from what I understand is when you go to the Blog Talk Radio .com/Ben's Carts. You will pull up the show link. Okay, their show will be there in a box. And it should be playing if we're live at the time, which right now we are. And if you already have a login with Blog Talk Radio, you can just, there'll be a chat box below that, the audio box. If you don't see one, it's probably because you're not logged in. I understand that they still show it, though. Somebody told me last week that they still show it even if you're not logged in. Now, if you're not logged in, it only takes seconds. So click sign up. It will even let you sign up with Facebook so you don't have to do anything. Click two buttons, it's done. You don't have to sign, you don't have to type in anything. And then you will be able to post and chat with the other vendors. I would like to let you know that we had a busy week. There was a lot of calls this week from people with questions and new vendors getting started and some that are struggling with locations. Hopefully, I've encouraged many of them to call in tonight, and we'll hear from them. The number to the show is 424-258-9364. And you just pressed option 1 if you'd like to talk to the host. If you just are listening in, and at some point during the show, you want to talk to the host, just press 1. And it should let you. That's, I was told this also last week from another vendor. So that's basically it. And I'm excited to answer questions this week. I'm excited to talk to y'all. We had a fantastic show last week. If you missed it, you ought to go check it out. I know these shows can run long and it can be overwhelming. Download it on iTunes. Okay, iTunes is free. And you can download it to any smartphone, and then that way when you're driving and you only got 10 minutes, you can listen to 10 minutes of it and then pick up where you left off at a save the spot, and that's a good way to do it. Now, last week I did ask, if you remember, if you download from iTunes, I would appreciate it because of our rankings there, if you would go over and comment and rate us. If you're unfamiliar how to do that, if you'll go to LearnHotDogs.com, the very most recent blog article, not counting this one that will be posted tomorrow, has instructions step-by-step on what to do. I would appreciate it a ton. A five-star rating means a world to us in the iTunes community, and it gets us better rankings with them. So I'd appreciate it a bunch. It'd mean a lot to me if you could go rank us and also give us the five-star. And if you have 2 seconds, leave a comment about the show, what you like about it or something you like about it. But I appreciate that, and I won't talk about that anymore, but I do appreciate those last week who did go over there and do some of that for me. Now, let's see. I know that we've got some people holding, and we'll get to those in just a second.
Get ready. ATV on the way.
Hey folks, this is Rob Harper with Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Just a quick reminder that Hot Dog Vendor Radio is a live radio show. Without call-ins, there ain't no show. So hide your face, pick up your phone, and give us a call. You can use your real name, you can use your stage name. We aim to please, so we don't really care. The only stupid questions are the ones that are not asked. So dial 424-258-9364. That's 424-258-9364. Get your groove on with HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Don't mistake it, girl. That's all you ask of me. Darling, it is no joke.
All right, folks. So you heard the number 424-258-9364. Feel free to call in. If you have to hold, I apologize, but we'll get to you. Jason, I think you're there. How are you doing?
I can't complain. What's going on, guys?
Well, I've had a busy week, but I would love it if you're prepared to share what you tried out this week. Are you going to wait on that?
Which thing? Which one?
The cold one.
Ah, okay. Yeah, we did a little pre-party for the Hawaiian Ice tonight, or today, I should say. And, despite me wanting like 15 flavors, we went out with 44. So we're doing 22 tomorrow for the week, 22 next week. So
wow. So how did it do tonight in the test, or today in the test?
Everybody loved it. I mean, it was just crazy. I got to tell you, if you're doing lemonade, you need to do Hawaiian Shave Ice, man. Good God almighty.
Easier to do than the lemonade?
I think so, because
you don't have any risk of waste, do you?
No, I mean, you put ice in as you need it. I use a cube shaver. I don't use a block shaver because I don't need another job freezing ice and blocks. So I bought a cube shaver, and I bought it used, and it's actually one of the gold medal ones. And I'll tell you what, it shaves just as nice as a block shaver. This afternoon, the boys helped me, the little puckers helped me make some, I guess I made about 10 gallons of simple syrup. And then put it down into 750 milliliter bottles, like a liquor type bottle. I bought
right.
These plastic ones. And I bought the concentrates from Southern Snow because they have the best flavors for price and everything. And you put 1 ounce to that bottle, the quart, I guess it would be. And you shake it up, and bam, there's your syrup. And yeah, then we also did. Condensed milk as a snow
right.
cap. That went over really well. Everybody said that makes it real creamy, and they like that. And the little kids were going to shop. And the person cap, splash a little bit of flavor of their choice there. So it's like blood, and then have a gummy shark coming up beside at them. So
that's cool.
Caps were, it was a good day. I can't complain.
What kind of profit,
yeah.
Martin? On those.
Oh my God, dude. On our big one that we're selling for we're not gonna be 350, we're already a little bit higher than that. On a 350 serving for a 12 ounce. You're at don't quote me, he's on my notes in front of you at like 325 or something like that.
Right.
it's disgusting. So 325 profit out of a 350 sale.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy.
That's
absolutely crazy.
So even your cup and everything, your syrup, your ice, you're profiting. I mean, that's like 94%.
Yeah, I mean, 90 is a very, very safe area to be in because I have some fresh fruit toppings, and you know, we're going to charge for the snow cap. We'll charge 50 cents. I forget what we're doing with fresh fruit. I have it all written on my notes, among other things I'm doing tonight. But you know, the profit margin are just—it's crazy. You get 12-volt machines too. You don't have to run a machine that runs off of 110 or house current. You can actually get a shaver that runs on 12 volt. So you could buy yourself two deep cycle batteries, use them all day. It'll do about 400 servings, and then plug that in at night and charge the batteries off a trickle charge and use them again the next day.
Oh my gosh, that is cool. We'll have to investigate that and get some links up for people who want to try it on the blog at learnhotdogs.com and kind of give a rundown on that, Jason, so that others, if they want to be able to find the little the bottle toppers, you know, those little things with the metal flappy thing for their syrups. And
Well, these people have to be down there in, like, Corey's backyard and John Cavanaugh's backyard. You know, that's where they're at. The girls down there were just absolutely wonderful. They sell all kinds of recipes for different things, mixing this and this makes that. They were great. So I highly recommend them.
Anything else going on this week that you want to share with us?
Commissary's going well. I have some chefs calling that went out of the business and some barbecue people, and then another lady who's in acupuncture. And I'm actually consulting for her, and hold on 1 second.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, there you go. I said that one of the dogs being a little crazy. I'm doing some consulting for her, and now she's going to treat me for acupuncture. So
awesome.
Trying to help me with some of the pain I'm dealing with, and you know. So it's been a good week. We're busy most of the week, sold out at like 1:30. You know, just jamming along, man.
That is fantastic. Folks, if you're new to listening to the show, Jason is a weekly contributor and helps me on the show and also has tons of great advice and stuff. You can follow him at lovehotdogcompany.com. You can also find him on Facebook and Twitter. You can also do a search at learnhotdogs.com. We did, by the way, put up a bigger search box. It's at the top. You can't miss it. It's easy to find, and it will. You can search anything on the blog. So just type in a keyword. If you want to search commissaries or locations, it's going to pull up every article we've done, even the special ones on secret locations and great locations and commissary tricks and tips and all that stuff. So be sure to check that out. But you can also search Love Hot Dogs. You can search in search Lemonade Brothers, and
you can search Lemonade Brothers or Love Hot Dog Company.
Yeah, it'll pull it up, and you'll be able to find it, and that'll help you out. It'll be good. What he's referring to with if you missed that a little bit ago is the Little Puckers. It's his sons who run Lemonade Brothers, which is their lemonade stands or lemonade business. And so
they do lemonade and stuff. So, in fact, the one's got a birthday coming up. He's turning 7. So. It's a little crazy, man. They're growing quick.
Little entrepreneurs. Well, folks, we're going to go ahead and take some phone calls and see if we can answer some questions and help people out. If you're on the phone, on hold, we'll be right with you.
Hot Dog Saved My Life, the book. Everything you ever wanted to know about hot dog vending and probably some things you don't. Available at benscarts.com/book. Why spend $100 or more dollars when you can get it all for less than $30?
Less than $30.
Benscarts.com/book. Get it, read it, and discover how you can cash in and change your life for good. Benscarts.com/book. It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the all-new HDVR Hot Dog Vendor Radio Show with Ben. Call in at 424-258-9364. Press 1 to go live and ask Ben a question. You wanted the best, you got it. You're listening to HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
I hold on so nervously to me and my drink.
We now return you live to Hot Dog Vendor Radio with Ben.
And, folks, we're back on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Caller with the area code 352. You are live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. This is Ben. How are you?
Hey, Ben. This is Jack from Mustard Seed Grill. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Pretty good, man. First time caller.
Well, welcome to the show. Glad
thanks,
you called.
I've been listening in, getting some good tips, and I'm just kind of starting out in the business. I built my own cart, and I picked up an idea from you guys. I think it was from Shameless Sausages, but putting pictures on your menu.
Absolutely.
And so being on a budget, I went to Walmart, shopped around. I found some foam board, $1.50, some single-sided laminating sheets, and then I downloaded some pictures on Walmart, and you can get 4x6 pictures for like a dime a piece. So for less than $10, I made up this sign. And, man, instantly I saw my sales increase. First day it was like 30%. It's been steadily over 20%. And, of course, we're still looking for a permanent location. But, man, what a killer idea. I liked it when I first heard it, and I've been sitting on my butt not doing anything about it. And I finally said, you know, I got to do something because we haven't really found a good location yet. And I did. And, man, it's the best move I've made so far.
I like that. I'd love to see a picture of it.
It's on my Facebook, Mustard Seed Grill. I put some pictures up a couple days ago.
Okay.
And I only have like 7 items on there. But I took pictures of the actual hot dogs I made. And then, like I say, pick the best ones. You download them on Walmart Photos and go pick them up. And if you're not by Walmart, they'll ship them to you, too. It's like a buck or two more. But I got the whole sign made for like $10. And people, man, they just come up like, I want that. You know, there's... It just takes the guesswork out of it, and they're buying the more expensive hot dogs now.
Well, somebody just posted, Tommy's Dogs just posted your link up, Mustard Seed Grill. Golly, I love your banner at the top of your Facebook page. That is sexy.
Yeah, I found that a couple days ago on the internet and just kind of pinched it from somebody. But
it doesn't matter. It's called sharing.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
I love it. That looks good. It's classy. And I'm looking at your sign right now. That is good. Man, you did a good job.
It's pretty easy to do, really. I mean, if you buy some extra laminating sheets, or you're going to jack up a few pictures like I did in the beginning, but you get the hang of it. And listen, it takes 30 minutes to do it. You print up whatever you want on your computer and stick it to the single-side laminate sheet, stick it on the board, and like I say, a little 4x6 picture, man, goes a long way to making you some money.
Well, I just took your picture and sniped it and shared it on the Hot Dog Vendor's Pinterest page. And
cool.
So it's there as well. That is awesome.
Yeah, it's a big help. If anybody's struggling, especially with locations like we are, I mean, I've been through like 11 and haven't found any that I really, it's going to tickle my fancy. So I've been doing a lot of events on the weekends and just did a huge one. And, you know, so that's taking up the slack. So, but it'll help you. If you haven't done it, do it, especially if you're starting out, even if you've been doing it for a while, the visual is important to people. And, man, if they can see what they're getting before they get it, all your hard work's done, man.
Well, see, I am a selector by photo. Like, if I go, my wife's favorite restaurant is Olive Garden, and I have never tried anything off their menu that didn't have a photo. And
right.
So there's lots of stuff there, and I'm probably missing out. But I only will order from what I can see because I don't know what a lot of it means. And when somebody tells you, hey, I've got a Texas T-bone dog and then list the ingredients, it still doesn't tell you what really you're getting. Because you try explaining somebody a chili dog that has never had a chili dog. They're not going to understand how much chili is on it, what is composed of the chili. Well, a picture right. go, you know, says is 1,000 words, I think is what it is. And I think that's a brilliant way to do it. And I love what you did with the large pictures. They're big and large where you can see them easy.
Yeah, I think I actually, those are like 5x7s. And they're, the 5x7s cost you about $2 more. But I got 11 pictures for like two, or like, I don't know, was it $4 or something like that. But that's nothing. I mean, that's an investment that's well worth it. But I agree with what you're saying. I mean, my wife, she goes to the restaurant. She just needs to even look at the menu. She looks at what people's eating. She goes, ooh, I like that. Ooh, I like that. And, you know, and when the waitress comes or whatever, she's like, what are they eating? That's what I want. And she don't even care what it's called.
Wow.
Yeah, I can tell you this. I was selling maybe three Chicago dogs a week, and now I'm doing that a day.
All because they can see it now.
Yeah, and that's a $3 dog, so that helps. Instead of them buying the $2 dog, they're buying the $3, and then I got more repeat business coming back too. So it's helping out, man. It's a good idea, and I hope I'm giving credit where credit's due. I think it was Shameless Sausages that had the idea, and
I think you're right.
It's a good idea.
Well, I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us, and I'd love to hear more about once you settle on a location, find a location that works for you well. I'd love to hear more about that too.
Sounds good.
Well, brother, have a good evening. Thanks for calling
in.
You
too, man. Love the show. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye bye. All right, folks. Jason, do you have photos of any of your stuff?
Of which?
Like on your menu, do you put your photos up there?
Nah, because I have so much stuff. And again, I'm working by myself. I just, I've gotten to the point now, I guess I'm kind of spoiled because most of my customers, if I say something like when we did the ode to a dog's porkalypse, you know, all I had to do was tell them about it and go take it. And then, I was going to do that for a day and we wound up having that on for a week. Now they want it all the time. Like,
oh,
yeah.
the porkalypse, customers fell in love with that.
Oh, God. They went nuts for that one. And then I did a Hawaiian dog. I did a twist on the bacon jam. Did it like a wahini bacon sauce. And anymore I can, you know, like a customer, if I have something new, they'll say, what do you think? I'll give them a, you know, flavor profile. Okay, I'll take it. And I've been really lucky that way.
You've created a lot of addicts with your bacon jam, with your exotic meats, with the cheesecake on a stick, your lemonade now shaved ice, and with 40 flavors, you said, right?
44
flavors. So I think that's impressive, and now you've added this porkalypse. And that's thanks to Corey at O'Doggies. If you don't follow him, you ought to. Corey has a park and a concession trailer and contributes a lot of good information to the show and to other vendors. So you may want to jump over there if you're not on that bandwagon yet. Caller with the area code 937. This is Ben. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hey, Ben. Here, old Lee up to Opa's Checker Street Grill in Ohio.
How are you? How's the weather up there?
It's been kind of windy today, overcast, but it's still warm and not too bad. Hey, the reason I'm calling in is I didn't know that I could get a Facebook business page until after I listened to some of your audio, your podcast, and I got on there and I set one up on Facebook. It's Opa's Checker Street Grill.
Opa's Checker Street Grill. Just this week I asked everybody that had one to post their link at our Facebook page, and then that way we could all like each other's links and check out what others are doing. And about 38 people, I think, got their link up, And something I will tell you that's just changed for everybody listening with Facebook, used to before, recently, if you were on your business page, signed in as your business, you couldn't go somewhere else and like someone else's page. Now they let you, and you can switch between your personal identity on Facebook and your business identity by going to the little gearbox in the top right corner. And it will ask you, you know, who do you want to be? As far as, do you want to respond as, you know, Ben's Carts, or do you want to respond as your name? And so that helps you like other businesses if you want to do that from there. But could you give us your link again, and I'll try to get it over onto the show.
Yeah, it's OPAS, spelled OPAS, Checkers Street Grill.
Checkers Street Grill.
Yeah.
And
I don't know if you remember me. I built my own carts. I've built three of them so far, and I built that big one that's you stand in the middle, and people used to send me emails that, are you a little short person or something? Because they thought I had a floor. They thought I had a floor in it, you know. I said, no, I'm not. They wouldn't say midget. They just said, are you a little person? So,
Oh, my gosh.
You have to look at my cart to see what it looks like. Matter of fact, I've got that one up for sale on your website, and I've had quite a few views of it.
Yeah, that is a cool cart because it's shaped like a U. You walk into the center of it, and you can serve from three sides.
Well, yeah, exactly, from the front and both ends. Of course, the back side is up against the curb. But
right.
Yeah, I do a steady gig at our local farm market in Sydney, Ohio, and every Saturday morning I serve breakfast, and then about 9:30 I run out and you switch it over to hot dogs, brats, and sausages. So, but we do biscuits, gravy, potatoes. We do sausage, egg, and cheese muffins. We do sausage, egg, and cheese bagels. We do wrapped egg, burritos. And just for breakfast plus coffee, so we're really enjoying it. This will be my fourth year. We're getting ready to start here in another 2 weeks, so we're looking forward to it and having a ball. And I'm operating now on my third cart, and we don't work but about 2 or 3 days a week. That's all I need. I'm 68 years old, so I got to take it easy there.
Well, I'm impressed.
Oh, come on, you're young.
Hey, Jason, listen, I look in the mirror every morning and say, damn, I feel better than that guy looks, you know.
I hear that.
All you
young dog slingers out there just kind of put me to shame, but I'm hanging in there. I can serve, well, I think the most I've ever served in one afternoon was about 400 hot dogs. And that was at our locally Apple Fest. They call it Apple Fest. We have it every year, and usually have a big weekend, a $4,000 or $5,000 weekend. So that's not too bad.
There you go.
That is awesome. The Apple Fest. Do you have pictures on your Facebook of it?
Yeah. I tell you what, I made a movie of the cart that I'm selling, and it's got a lot of pictures in that movie. It's just a photo movie.
Okay.
And I put music to it, and it's about 4 minutes long. It's real, really cool. It's got a hot dog song on it, of course. You know, we all sell hot dogs. But it happens every year. It's usually in September. But we have a couple other events all through the summer. It lasts from May 25th all the way into October. So I'm busier than a one-hour paper hanger, you know. Usually on Sundays, I go up to we have a lake not too far from where I live, Indian Lake, and there's a big beach up there, and it's called Old Southfield Beach, and we go up there on Sundays, and I get to look at all the Shamus, if you know what I mean.
And I haven't even been there.
Yeah, well, there's the tats. You see these ladies with tats on themselves, and oh, my Lord, I tell you, I don't know. Makes you have hard feelings.
Well, I am glad you called in, and I'm glad that you I think it's awesome that you've done three carts now. And folks, if you want to see his awesome, cool U-shaped cart that's for sale, go to learnhotdogs.com/used, and that'll pull up the classified page. And remember, you can use that page as you like. You can post things that you want to sell. Let's say you have an extra dog sled you want to sell, throw it on there. There's no fee there. And I think everything stays listed for 30 days or 20 days, and then you can relist it or just click the relist button. But that's basically it. I thank you for calling in. Before you go, though, because how long have you been doing this?
Well, this will be my fourth year, Ben.
Okay, and what advice would you give to someone just starting out? Because we end up with a lot of new listeners each week, people that are just getting started, and especially this time of year. So what advice would you give to somebody that's new?
Well, I'd say, you know, of course, everybody says location, and that's probably the most important thing. But another thing is cleanliness. If I'm not serving hot dogs, I'm cleaning the cart. I get outside the cart. I go around. I clean. And dependability. If you're going to be at a place you're going to want to be regular, you need to be there every week. You know, be on time. Always smile. Have a good time. Just enjoy yourself. And, hey, they pay you.
All right. Well, that's good advice.
Okay.
It's good advice. And
Hey, Ben, I want to thank you because I've been to a lot of other websites and everything. I started out at another place that has the magic button, but you've got so much more information. And, you know, when I first started this, I went to your website, and you were kind of small potatoes then, but you've grown so much yourself and with the blog radio and the expanded the website, new and improved. And there's so much information. I used to recommend the other site to go to, but not anymore. I send them right here to Ben's cart. So,
well, you made my night. That was awful kind of you, and I thank you. It has been a work in progress, but obviously, no matter how nice your site is, no matter how much stuff you do, it doesn't matter if you don't have people that are contributing. It's like you and Jason and Brian and Corey, and there's so many people, Rob, who really go above and beyond and help out. You know,
yeah.
People, we've got like four Bobs that help out. Dave O'Donnell. We've got David Shockley, who posts all the time on Facebook for us. There's a lot of people out there that help, and otherwise it's not like a one-man show.
No, it isn't.
It'd be a joke if I tried to do this by myself.
Well,
so.
listen, Ben, I want to say one more thing before I hang up, but I'd like to encourage everybody. Now, listen, I'm a personal plug, but I want everybody to go to Opa's Checker Street Grill on Facebook and give me a like because I need them. I'm just getting started on that Facebook business page. Opa's Checker Street Grill on Facebook. Take a look at my videos. Take a look at my pictures. And, be sure to check out that one video with the card in it. You'll enjoy it.
Well, I will, and I'm also going to put you on the blog that has the show notes for this, and it'll link for them there, and that way they can go directly over to your page and like it.
All right. I appreciate that a whole lot.
Yes, sir. You have a good one, and I thank you for calling in.
All right. Keep them slinging them dogs in.
We'll do it. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was awesome. I've seen his cart probably. I think the U-shaped one was his first cart he built. I saw that 4 years ago, I think, and was amazed in awe how pretty that sucker was. And so it's available.
I had to laugh at that comment about the, were you a little person? I would have had to take that and, want me to come out there and kick your shins or something. I would have had to take that one and run.
Exactly. Yeah, I like that. Folks, you're listening to Hot Dog Vendor Radio. You're welcome to call in to 424-258-9364. We'd love to have you on. Press option 1 to talk to a host. And we're going to take some more calls right after this short break.
Have you ever seen those hot dog vendors with the hinge pan lids? Well, Ben has them now. They're over at benscarts.com in the accessory store. These aren't your run-of-the-mill pans either. Ben wanted to make a pan that would last as long as your cart would, so we used the thickest gauge stainless steel pans on the market. Yep, you can buy cheaper versions, but you can't buy better ones. These are for the seriously busy hot dog vendors and built to last, and you can get them only over at benscarts.com. Sunday night at 8:30, and you're riding a gravy train with biscuit wheels with a hot dog answer man, Ben, on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hey, folks, we're live back on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Caller with the area code 573. You are live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hey, Ben, this is Corey. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Corey, how's it going? We were just talking about apocalypse.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that's going well there.
The yeah, that's exciting that you, you know, that was one of my favorite posts that you put at Facebook, and I put it over on our Pinterest page. That's been almost a year ago, I think, that you first came up with that. And now Jason's got people that want it every day. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the way it ended up being here. It was one we were just doing as a Friday special, and it became so popular, we do it every day now.
Well, I need you to tell people, the people that are just listening for the first time, what the heck a Porkalypse dog is.
All right, that's our hot dog. It's wrapped in ham, and then it's got barbecued pulled pork on top of that, and then we put bacon on top of that. It originated last fall when they were talking about the big pork shortage. So as that happened, we're like, well, what can we do? And so I came up with the apocalypse just kind of out of the blue, and I posted it on Facebook and Twitter that we were going to have this, the apocalypse, and, you know, can you survive the apocalypse? And I'm not joking. We had some college students, some other people at our corner. Before we even got there, I pulled up with the hot dog cart, and there were people there going, you guys got the apocalypse today? I mean, they were waiting for us, and it was just – I mean, it had like a cult following before it ever even started, so it's been an amazing deal. But that's how it started, and it's still a huge hit.
I love it. And folks, y'all can follow Corey and O'Doggies over at, it'd be facebook.com/O'Doggies, and that's O-D-O-G-G-Y-S, and
that's
also
right.
On Twitter.
Right.
So how's this session business coming? You've got, you know, Corey just expanded and is into a concession trailer now. How's that coming along?
Right. Oh, it's going really well. You know, this last week's probably been one of our better weeks. Each week it seems to keep picking up. More and more people still hearing about us. You know, I'm amazed that, you know, people will go, oh, we just found out about you. And so they're trying us out. And like Opa's was talking about, consistency and being, you know, if you can find the same location to stay at all the time, people know that you'll be there regularly. But it's growing. It's doing real well. We sold out 3 days this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because it was just beautiful weather. Thursday and Friday, raining cats and dogs. And I know John Cavanaugh just down the road from us, he had snow down there, and we had kind of a mix and just lousy weather, and we were just you know, a couple bags shy of selling out even on those days. So really, we're doing really good.
I'm impressed. I'm glad that it's taken off for you, and I'm glad that the concession trailer is taken off. And with that,
yeah, that was well worth it.
I would like to say somebody emailed me right before the show, and they asked, "Is concession trailers taking over the market? Should I consider?" You know, concession trailer over a cart. And in a nutshell, the more you can do, the better. And with a concession trailer, you can serve more stuff, period.
Right,
The drawback to concession trailers over carts, and it's the only drawback I know of, is that you can't get into as many places. They're not going to let you set your concession trailer in front of the courthouse, where a hot dog cart can easily go into the courthouse lawn or over to, you know, to the city park. But there's pros and cons to everything. And Corey's kind of got the best of both worlds because he's got both. And he can do both now any time and any place he wants. But I love the fact that you've been able to upgrade into this concession trailer and offer a bigger menu. Because
that was key for us, was being able to offer the bigger menu. I mean, obviously we're still selling the same product and everything. It's just we offer our brats every day. We used to just do brats on Wednesdays, just because we didn't have a grill attached to our cart, so we'd just bring it with us once a week, and it was kind of a hassle. And so we do brats every day, and then we do our specialty dogs. We do three of them, you know, the more popular ones we did, we end up keeping. We did a vote on our Facebook page and just asked, you know, if we were to keep some of our specialty dogs, which ones would you like to see every day? And, of course, the Apocalypse was the clear winner, along with we do one that's the Maui Dog that has fresh-cut pineapple and barbecue sauce and bacon. So that one's on there all the time. And then the Chicago Dog. We do those three dogs every day. That used to just be ones that would show up just on a Friday rotation. And just being able to have those few extra items has increased our sales, you know, 30 to 40% probably, easily.
Well, I'm impressed. I'm glad that it's done that for you, and I'm glad that you are willing to share that with other vendors. A lot of vendors are a little, not bashful, just, you know, you take pride in something you created and you don't want it robbed or feel like, oh, you know, the market's going to be saturated. And the truth is, it's not going to be.
Right.
There's vendors that get out of this business every day. There's vendors that get in this business. It's been happening for hundreds of years. And, I mean, at least 150 years in the United States that vendors have been selling foods from carts on streets. And so you don't have to worry that it's going to become saturated. And I love that you're willing to share with everyone.
You know, it's because of everyone else's willingness that, you know, Old Doggies has been successful. I mean, no doubt about it. You know, from the days over a year ago when I was just listening to your show thinking, man, this would be a great thing to get into, just like a lot of people are doing now.
Right.
You know, and then having that become a reality. I mean, it was just May 1st was whenever the last day at my job was last year. So, I mean, it's been a full year whenever we got the axe and our division was let go. And that kind of forced me, and like a lot of other people, we were just kind of forced into it to take that step. And so a full year from now, or a full year from when we started, and we're still here. And really, I mean, it is because of listening to the show, watching and seeing what other vendors, successful vendors, are doing. And, you know, it's consistency, cleanliness, just like Opa's was talking about. There's so many things that you can take away from all these other vendors that are willing to share, and it's the least I can do is to give that back.
Well, I'm glad that you do, Dave. Corey, I appreciate it a ton. I was sitting here reading something that David just typed, and I'm trying to talk to you.
Call me Dave, and you can call me Betty.
Well, Corey, that's a perfect example of what happens when I have my chat box pulled up at the same time I'm trying to do the show. But I appreciate you sharing it, Corey. Anything you want to add?
Well, I'm getting ready this week. You know, I seen your picture here a month or so ago, and Jason talked about doing it too with the tip jar with the little fish in there. You know, and you know, I swim in money. You know, I need money to survive or whatever. So we're gonna give that a shot this week. We do all right with our tips. All of our tips we donate to a local charity here in town, and so. We're going to try the little fish in the fishbowl this week and see if we can't get a little bit more money for our charity here in town. But, you know, it's things like that that's good tips to get from the show.
Well, that's a fantastic idea. I know that that Mike in Georgia, Michael Wood,
right.
who has Doug's Dogs, does the same thing. He gives all the tips from his jar to a local charity, and that's a big plus because it endears you to the community. It gives back. It encourages other people to help, even in their own way, whether they buy from you or not. It encourages, you know, giving encourages others to give. And I think it's fantastic that you would do it. It's a great example.
You know, something else that goes along with that, we have one charity that we give to, you know, almost all the time. But every once in a while, we'll have different organizations asking if we can do fundraisers, and our local university ROTC unit, we tried a couple different times to set up a date where we could work with them on something, and it just wouldn't work. So I finally said, hey, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll set our tip jar out strictly for you guys this week, and I contacted another charity to let them know we'd be doing that, just because I didn't want them thinking that we were stepping away from them. But I said, yeah, that'd be great. And I mean, you wouldn't believe the amount of business we had from the military community just because of that. You know, of course, they were putting money in for the ROTC, but super group of kids here at the university, and they were extremely happy that they made some money. They've had some fundraisers that were flops, and this one turned out really well, and they didn't even have to do anything. And so they were excited, and I said, well, next time you guys just have to wear the hot dog suits around our cart there. And they said, we'll do it. You know, they were excited just to be involved with it, so.
Well, that I think that's awesome that you split it up and share it with among charities too. That's a good idea.
So, but we do. We appreciate everything that you and Jason do, and all the other vendors too. Good group of people, men and women.
I'm happy to be a part of it. So I thank you a
Absolutely.
Bunch, Corey.
You guys have a good evening.
You do the same. Thanks for calling in.
You bet.
Have
later,
a good
guys.
Over.
See ya.
All right, folks, I wanted to tell you something that I tried this week, and I was going to film it, and I didn't, and I wished I had. But I wanted, if you haven't heard of bacon jam, it is delicious. Jason turned me on to it. It's like bacon gold, and it's delicious on dogs. Jason goes through pounds of it a week, and other vendors have
25 a week.
Yeah, how much?
25.
25 pounds of it a week, if that gives you an idea. A peanut butter jelly
That's
store doesn't go through that.
Work at a time.
I love the fact of how good it is. And if you're unfamiliar with it, go just search bacon on the blog. Just type in bacon or bacon jam or just jam. Either way, check that out. But I did something different. Somebody had told me about candied bacon. And so I told my wife, I said, I'm going to make some. So I went to the grocery store and came back with 3 1-pound packages of bacon because I wanted to try different, hickory smoked, applewood smoked, and regular smoked bacon. And I laid it out on, what is it called? It's not wax paper. It's that other type of paper, but it's just like
parchment.
Parchment paper on a cookie sheet. And I let them overlap because I wanted them all to be on the cookie sheet. And I smothered it in brown sugar. Dark brown or light brown didn't make a difference. I mean, I smothered them. And then I put some pepper across the top and a little bit of cayenne. The cayenne you have to go light on if you're sensitive to the heat. And then I put it in the oven at 375 for about 45 minutes. Okay? And it will turn it into candy. After it comes out, it'll be wet because there's lots of grease and there's lots of that melted brown sugar. I forked it over to a plate to dry individually, the strips of bacon. And once it dried and hardened, you can crush it up, okay? You can put it in the fridge even if you want. It makes it easier to crush up into little bits. And these bits have the most amazing flavor. It's sweet and salty, and it's bacon. And I don't know if you're familiar with just how good bacon is, but I could eat bacon for every meal. I love bacon.
You know what they say when life gives you lemons, throw them away and get bacon.
I hadn't heard that, but I would agree. Folks, we've got a caller on the line. Caller area code 859, you're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. This is Ben.
Hey, Ben.
How we doing?
Oh, doing pretty good.
Well, tell me what you – now, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not positive. It may be somebody else that's holding, but somebody's supposed to be holding that had a question you had emailed me or something.
That's me.
Okay. And if I remember – I don't remember. What
okay.
Concerning. Go ahead and run
it. I was looking into doing hot dog vending, listening to your radio shows and all your clips, and – said I'm going to go ahead and do it, and I wanted to do my due diligence and get a location first. So I went up to the city building and asked if I could do hot dog vending in town. In the city I live, they did about an $8 million upgrade to 3 major parks. And I went up there and I asked them if I could go ahead and vend, and they said, no one has asked us permission to do hot dog vending. That would be great. I said, all right. So there's like 7 major locations, and they said, you got it. And I live about a quarter of a mile from a park with 2 great baseball fields, and kids are playing all the time. And they said, sure, you can do it. So that was Wednesday. And come yesterday, I go up to the park, and there's a baseball tournament. There's probably 8 to 10 teams. It's 2 and out all day and then all day today. And I go up there, and someone's hot dog vending. And they had a key to get into the storage unit. And I walked up there, and I didn't tell him who I was or anything. And I was like, you know, this is really nice. Someone's up here selling hot dogs. I said, how long have you guys been doing this? And the guy was like, well, first day. That's awesome. We're making a killing. And he had a key and everything. So I'm just thinking probably someone from the city told him about it. And they're slinging up dogs. They're slinging dogs and hamburgers. They were selling all kinds of stuff. Kids.
Is he health department approved? I mean, is it a working operation? Like a
department approved? I don't know. I just think it's just someone from the city just went ahead and said, hey, why don't you go ahead and do this and start making some money. And
hey,
the person that I dealt with in the city previously,
Jason,
friend of mine, I'm sorry.
Hold on just a second. Jason, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, can you take over for just a minute, and I'll be back in just a second?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Keep going, brother. I'll be right back.
Okay. And I've had dealings with this same person that's in charge with the vendors in my town. Because where we live by the greater Cincinnati area, and every year they have a fireworks show. And there's, you know, a lot of fireworks displays in the city where I live. I called and I said, hey, I would like to sell glow sticks, because a friend of mine, we went and bought 8,000 glow sticks. And we wanted to sell them up at this big function. She's like, you can sell anything you want. You can sell pizza. You can sell hot dogs. You know, if you have a booth selling, I guess, lemonade, you know, at the time you could sell that. Mm-hmm. I said, but you can't sell glow products. I said, why? She goes, because me and my husband do that. And that's like the mentality that I'm dealing with.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's everywhere, but you can always call them out on it. You can always reach out to the Institute for Justice, too.
And I remember at the time I said, what if I get a permit to sell, you know, whatever, cotton candy, and I start selling glow sticks? What are you going to do about it? She said, well, I'll have the police in the area confiscate your items, and you'll be escorted off the property.
She can't do that.
This was a couple years ago, and this whole new, the hot dog thing's, you know, new. She probably doesn't even know that's me, but, you know, it's just a shame after the person gives me the okay. And they're just like, you know, I sent Ben an email and I said, you know, they want a percentage of what I make. I said, okay. And I said 10%. And I was told 10% is the average. So I told him, I said,
Wait a minute. The city wants a percentage of what you make?
Right.
That's crazy. I've never heard that. That's a new one. I mean, that's crazy. And they want to charge you for a license and everything too?
Yeah, you get charged for a license, and they said, well, we need a percentage. What would you be willing? I said, well, I can do 10%. And she's like, well, 10%, you know, that's good. We can honor that. We can do 10%. And that was on Wednesday. And, of course, this big tournament comes, and guys up there slinging dogs. And, you know, he didn't have a hot dog cart. He just had a gas grill, and he was doing hamburgers, and they had all kinds of different food, and they had big bands in there selling Red Bull and soft drinks and all kinds of stuff. I was like, is it just for today, just for this tournament? And he said, well, we'll see how it turns out. He said, you know, tournament, we're making really good money. And he said, if we do well, I think we'll just stay up here. I'm like, wow.
I'd want to see how he's approved by the health department.
Yeah.
And you can't just, you know, willy-nilly it together and be approved. I mean, you know, I've run into that here with a soccer tournament where a guy started making stuff, and here it was a promoter that was doing a soccer tournament, and he started running his mouth about me and called the police. And when they got there, I showed them my license and paperwork, and I'm approved to be in the park. And I said, all right, now where's his? He didn't have it. So they made him pack
up.
Right. But I've never heard of a city requesting, you know, commission.
Right. I just thought it was kind of bizarre because when I'm watching this guy flipping dogs, I looked and, I mean, it's a real nice park, and they have bathrooms. On the back of the bathroom side, there's an opening for, like, storage. They keep, like, the lawnmower in and stuff, and he had access to all that. And I'm like, well, evidently he has a key to get in here, and he had to get the key from the city. So evidently the city went ahead and gave him permission to, you know, sell hot dogs and do whatever they're doing. And
do you have a county health department, or do you have a city health department?
I'm not really sure. I have to check into it. I called the state of Kentucky about the regulations for hot dog vending and they were telling me like how many sinks I had to get and stuff like that. But as far as in the county or the city, I'm not really sure. This is
see, up here we used to have county, or I'm sorry, city health inspectors for each town or city. Now we're covered by a county system. And
either way, though, he could contact the state and say, who is the local health inspector, and ask the inspector. Plus, it's public record what their score is and if they're licensed. And so if they're not serving food licensed, well, you'll already be on the phone with them. So you can say, hey, there's somebody serving food unlicensed. Because you may think that's bad to do, and some people will probably email me after the show and go, well, you're an ass.
Yeah.
Why would you turn somebody in? Well, if you ever want vendors to have a good reputation, then the best thing to do is to get rid of the bad vendors. And vendors
who
are unlicensed or who don't follow, you know, I'm okay with even if somebody, you know, sneaks cheese onto their cart. But when you're doing stuff that's unsafe, you're unregulated, now you make me look like a bad one. Because what's the newspaper going to say? Oh, unlicensed vendor was vending hot dogs. No license, no health department certificate, no food safety license, no nothing. And it puts a stigma on the rest of us.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, we're getting it with the commissary. I got guys calling. I'll give you $50 to sign my commissary letter. Sorry. Won't do it. I said, why should I make it easy for you? It wasn't easy for me. And now I'm building the commissary, and you want me to just sign your letter for $50 to $100? Nah, don't think so. Don't be that way. Sorry. It is this way. You know,
yeah.
I'm here, got a fair price. You want to work out of here? That's fine. Well, what if I come up there month to month and then I leave? I said, well, then I call the health department and let them know you're no longer here and that your commissary letter is no longer good.
Well, you know, Jason, this brings up a good point, and it's half-ass vendors. This week, a guy calls me from out west, and he goes, yeah, I'm messing and getting a cart. And I said, which cart? Well, I was hoping you could tell me, and I just needed to be approved for the state of California, and I need to go ahead and order. And I said, well, I've got the free training on my website that I walk you through. Yeah, he interrupts me, and he goes, yeah, I already know that stuff. I don't have time to do that. And if you want to make a sale, then you'll help me with this. And I said, well, no, I can't possibly know what your health inspector, how he's going to or she's going to interpret your rules. I can't do that. And he goes, you will if you want a sale. And I said, I don't want to sell to people like you.
Yeah.
And he goes, what? And I said, I do not want to sell to people like you because you make a bad name for the business. You're the person who will get a cart just on a whim and then end up bad-mouthing the rest of us, going, oh, this sucks. This is hard. I can't make it. My health department wouldn't even approve it because I was too dang lazy to follow the step by step by step. It's why I provide it. I don't care if somebody calls me and having trouble finding something, but this guy didn't want to do nothing. And it pissed me off. My wife said I was rude, but I was at the end of it. I was rude. I just didn't want
to. You have to be at some point, you know, because you can't let somebody like that walk all over you. And like you said, it ruins it for the rest of us that are working hard, like Corey and Dave and Brian Shores, that put out a good product out of a clean cart and have the certification, have the insurance. And the other thing is, wait till some of these type vendors cause some problems and insurance, you know, winds up paying somewhere, and next thing you know, our rates are going to be even higher for liability, and that's not fair to us either, you know?
I agree. And, hey, Tim, you're still there, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just listening.
Okay.
Taking it
in. I would, if it was me, I would call the state Monday morning, and I would say, you know, who's the health inspector for my area? Get the number and call them, or they'll give you the office number or whatever, and you'll be able to contact them and find out if they're licensed. But irregardless, let's say you find out they're licensed. Let's say it's all above board, legit, and yes, the city did call, you know, somebody there, you know, chose nepotism over fairness and called a buddy and said, hey, the city just, I found out they're opening up the, you know, the park, and you can bring your cart over there. Even if it's all legit and above board, doesn't stop you from getting in and being better. It doesn't stop you from being a good vendor. I've seen vendors a block away from each other and both do well. You can't serve possibly everybody that comes to that park every day, more than likely. If it's if they've spent $8 million, they've got a lot of people coming to the park.
Right. And another, I don't know if you were back. Did you hear that his town wants commission?
Well, I've heard of towns wanting commission, and it's the same as a fee. It's the same as the city going, I want a permit, it's $300 a year, or it's $3,000 a year. There's one up north. We had a lady on the show, I think it's Michigan. Her town wanted $2,500 for the permit to be on city property. And so, yes, there are some of that. Washington State, I think, is $550 a year. Well, and that's just for your street legal permit, not your health department stuff. Well,
right.
I don't know that I would the commission wouldn't bother me, because it would, if it got me in the door, and it discourages the half-ass vendors, then great.
Right.
And you'll still make it. Now, I don't know if there's a legal issue that you could look into, like a Bill of Rights issue, that the city can't profit off, you know, like 10%. They have to have a set rate. There may be a law that says...
Right.
That's almost like racketeering and coercion.
It is kind of sneaky sounding to me, but I wouldn't let it prevent me from getting in, but then I'd be looking into it.
Right. Yeah. I've recently, since then, I applied for a loan and I was turned down. And I've made a hellacious offer with a buddy of mine to go in partners. He's about to lose his second job. He works two jobs, and I'm going to see what he says. And if he says no, I'm going to probably have to put it on hold and maybe get a booth at some of the farmer markets. I'm going to try to do in the lemonade.
Well, here's the thing, though, is don't completely give up and go, I'm going to, you know, do this route or this route. We've talked on this show about getting started with no money, from stuff like Indiegogo to companies like GoFundMe.com. Indiegogo is a really good one. You don't have to wait for an approval process, or GoFundMe, you don't have to wait for approval process. And if you create a video, I'll share it on my blog. There's nobody right now in the vending world that's come to me right now and said, hey, will you help me promote this? And so I'd be more than happy to. There's Kiva Zip, KivaZip, and they give interest-free loans to vendors. And so,
okay, check into that.
There's lots of ways to get the money, and some of them are quick. I mean, there's a vendor that got his cart demolished by a bunch of hoodlums, and somebody put his on Reddit, they put his GoFundMe thing up the same day. In 3 days, he had over 40,000 collected.
Wow.
People donating to help him. Now, that was a more of a sob story, because they really destroyed his cart. I mean, they went crazy. And but there's different things like this that you can do if you're struggling to get in, that you can help, that people are willing to help out there. And
okay,
you'll be able to find them. Which brings me to another point. We have, and I shared it on the Facebook page today, Reddit has a section now just for street food vendors of any sort, as long as it's street food. And you just go to Reddit. If you're not familiar with Reddit, it is the hub of the internet. It's the second busiest site next to Google on the web, I have been told. And it is the hub of the web. So if you are inclined, the link's over at facebook.com/Ben's Carts at the Hot Doggers, you know,
right,
Facebook page. But check that stuff out and see if you see if there's something that could help you get up and going quicker.
Okay. I have a question. I notice online when I look at different pictures of people, you know, their cars and stuff, and some of them will have umbrellas that says, like, Vienna Sausage, or, you know, all these different places that sell meat. Now, if you call them and talk to them, can they help people out? Because, I mean, granted, you're selling their product, but you're also advertising for them.
Well, they won't help you out in the form of, hey, I'm going to pay you to put up my umbrella. But, like, Vienna has a program where they give you credit. So as you buy, you show what you bought, even if you didn't buy it straight from Vienna, if you bought it through a distributor, they will give you a credit. Jason is good friends with the vice president over there, and Jim Silverman. And he's been on the show before. He's a great guy. And he'll actually give you some credits and send you some free stuff. Shirts, hats, okay. All kinds of stuff.
Okay, cool. I appreciate all you do. I've been listening to this, your show, for probably about 2 months now and trying to suck in as much as I can.
Well, I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you were willing to ask the question, because I did to your email, and I posted it into my show notes so that I'd know what to repeat in case you didn't call in. But I'm glad you did, okay. Because it's better where we can kind of ask questions as we go to find out more.
All righty. Cool.
Hey, let
yeah,
us
I appreciate all the
if you don't care what fine.
I definitely wouldn't give up, man. Think about Kiva, even if your buddy doesn't want to go in with you, think about Kiva or one of the other ones. And
How do you spell Kiva exactly?
K-I-V-A, and if you'll just go over to learnhotdogs.com in the search box, type in Kiva. K-I-V-A.
Okay.
And
sounds good.
Or just type in the word no money. It'll pull up different ways to fundraise.
Yeah, Corey just posted he did Kiva to get his trailer.
Yeah, he did. There's been quite a few. There's a lot of success stories. If people know about it, there's some cool stuff you can do to raise funds to get your business up and going.
I was actually I called one of your competitors, and I was looking at another hot dog cart, and he said, "Where else have you been looking?" And I mentioned Ben's Carts, and he goes, "I know who that is." He said, "Yeah." He said, "He goes, if you don't choose to go with me," he said, "he makes a good quality cart," and he goes, "you'll be really happy with him." He said, "I know he does that radio show, and he helps out a lot of people." And I was like, "Wow, that's a competitor talking about you. That's
well,
really
that's
good."
Awesome. I'd be willing to bet it's probably a friend. I have a friend I consider him a friend, and I hope he does me. But he owns Dreammaker Carts. And
that's who it was.
And they are, and I've talked about them on the show. I'd welcome them on the show because they are really good people.
Yeah.
But I thank you for saying so. I appreciate that a bunch.
All righty, no problem. Thank you very much for all you do.
Yes, sir. You have a good night.
All right, Jason, good to meet you. Talk to you.
Have a good one, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Jason, for helping me out there. I had to run a minute. And
Hey, bet we didn't have Dave on the phone. If we would have had Dave O'Donnell, we could have thrown him in and both of us taken a break from it and let him carry it.
That would have been.
Or wait, it's supposed to be Brian this week, isn't it?
Brian,
isn't Brian?
I'm glad you just brought that up.
Isn't he doing the contest this week? Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Because last week it was Corey. We threw Corey the line.
Let's give away something. Let's give away a
One of Brian's umbrellas or something.
No, let's give away a I tell you what it trying to think.
damn you, Gene.
Let's give away a umbrella. Yeah, Rob Harper has next week. Brian has this week. Let's give away an umbrella, your choice of colors, red, yellow, or red yellow, and free shipping to your door. And so Brian has to come up with the competition and before the end of the show and pick a winner. So. Yeehaw. Brian, if there's something we need to do, either text Jason or I and let us know what we need to do.
It's Rob Harper next week, followed by Dave O'Donnell following Sunday, right?
Yeah, that's it. Let's do
it. All right, that works. Just so I can put that in my notes here so I don't forget.
See, you don't only get tips and stuff and advice and hear from other vendors around the country.
Thrown under the bus as it backs up again.
That's right. That's right. We'll throw you to the wolves. all right. We've got a caller, area code 862. You are live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Ben, this is Mark with Man's Best Frank in Connecticut.
Man's Best Frank. I like that. In fact, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
Really? I called in to the show probably about a month ago or so, right before I started, right before April 1st.
Did you tell me the company name then?
I believe so.
I may have been drinking.
I think I was too that night. Maybe I forgot to say it. But yeah, just wanted to call with a quick update. Started on April 1st, finished my fifth week, and everything's been really great. Location. reception's been great. Within the first week, I scored a gig doing baseball games in a local town, varsity, and Little League season's coming up, and I'm going to be doing that as well, in addition to my daily spot.
There you go.
And it's been great. Thank you. You know, so far in the first month, I pretty much paid off all my startup expenses, you know, the hot dog cart itself, the fee for the yearly permit through the town. I'm on a main road in front of a pond, and I had to go through the Parks and Rec department and all of that. And it's been great. You know, location's been really good.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners? Any other vendor tips or anything that you've learned in this last 5-6 weeks?
I'd have to say what I did right before I started is I had kind of a trial run in my yard the weekend before, and that was great because, you know, a lot of stuff when you're behind the cart, you know, and you actually do it, you realize a lot of things that you would have encountered right there on the spot. So I would recommend that, you know, anybody getting into this, you know, maybe have some friends or family over and set up the cart in the backyard and, you know, give it a whirl there. Save yourself a lot of trouble on the first day.
Well, that's good advice. I like that. I would encourage you to practice more than once, even if you're nervous. And
yep.
Something I will tell you, for new vendors out there, that first day jitters are horrid.
Yes.
Because you think you're going to mess up and they're going to know. And the neat part about this is you're probably the first hot dog vendor they've seen or the first one they've paid attention to in 5 years, and they wouldn't know if you made a mistake.
That's true.
Don't worry. If you put the mustard down before you put the dog, who cares? it just doesn't matter. I made all kinds of mistakes in the beginning, and some of them turned out to be winners for me, you know, things that people liked. So I think that's great advice to practice, get your, you know, your feet under you good. And it also helps to, during those practice runs, to, you know, test out different dogs. If you haven't settled on one yet, that's a good way to settle on it, is by doing a taste test at home.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the first day I was so nervous. I think I was visibly shaking when I was serving the first customer. I think I actually told him, you know, you're my very first customer. He's like, oh, this season? I said, no, ever.
I think it's awesome that you've made it this far, and I look forward to it. I'd love it if you'd call back in and let us know how things progress.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually had two events already. We were approached, and we did like a townwide flea market type tag sale thing at the local high school last Sunday, and then this Sunday today, actually, we did like a strawberry festival in town. So we already got a couple events right in the first month, and, you know, it's been great.
Well, I'm proud of you. I appreciate you calling in, and please, if you get a chance, grab a picture and post it up on our Facebook page, or now you can go over to that. I'm trying to encourage people to go to that Reddit, because then everybody can comment. They stay fresh. And you can share videos and all kinds of stuff. I think it's awesome what they did over there. If you're not familiar with Reddit, just go to Facebook, our Facebook page, and you'll see the link there for Reddit, and it's got this funny-looking Martian-looking dude in the picture, and just click it, mm-hmm. and you'll be on that page.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll have to go up and check it out. Just wanted to thank you. That's why I was calling in. You know, a lot of information that I got from you. You know, between the show and the website and all that, it's, you know, it was a great help in the beginning and saved me a lot of mistakes, I'm sure. I felt very prepared, and just wanted to thank you for everything you're putting out there. It helped me a great deal.
Well, I thank you for saying so, and it's why we do it. It's why Jason and I and the rest of everybody, I call us a team, because we couldn't do it without each other. And, you know, I don't know all this information, so I learn every time. Every week I come up with cool stuff that I've heard, or somebody called me and said, Ben, guess what I'm doing, from people selling hot dogs on a stick. to people that do nothing but breakfast burritos every morning. So I've learned a lot with this crowd, and I'm thankful to be a part of it. So I appreciate you saying so, though.
Well, thanks again, and I'll give a call in, you know, some other time, keep you guys posted.
Absolutely. Have a good evening.
You too. Good night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Jason, do you have an update for us?
Yes. It looks like...
I'm saying, dude, what is the contest? What's going on?
All right. So what Brian did, he made it really easy on himself. He's thinking of a number between 1 and 1,000, and he gave a starting time, and I'm just making sure it ended here. And it looks like gold.
So they had to pick a number between 1 and 1,000 that Brian had chosen the number.
Gulch hit it and missed it by 2. He was at 555, and the number was 557. For a little while there, Roxanne was in the lead, and then when Gulch posted, he or she, I think it's a he got it. So
well, congratulations.
Like Gulch was the winner.
Gulch won. And here's what you need to do. Oh, you know, he won last week. Holy cow. Awesome. That's cool as heck. Anyway, you same rules apply. Please email me all of it together, name, address, phone number, and email on an email. And that way I can copy and paste it over and send it over there to the shop. I'll send it over tonight and we'll get it out tomorrow for you. Tell me also the color of the umbrella that you prefer, and we'll do that. Red, yellow, or red and yellow together. Again, congratulations to you. So that's pretty cool. We had about 35 people on, I think, on the chat line. Next week, though, I want to warn Rob, if Rob's on there. Is Rob on the chat room tonight?
Yes, I believe he's still here.
Okay. Rob, next week... it's yours, and do something, please, that includes even the listeners that aren't on the chat. So do and that way, if they have to call in or whatever you require of them, but come up and come up with something cool. I like that. So, oh, I see. So Roxanne picked 666, so she was real close.
She was close. Yep.
That's funny. okay. If nobody get upset about the 666, because that isn't the real number. If you look it up in the Bible, that wasn't the mark of the beast, 666. It was actually something else, and it was actually written in Arabic. But anyway, moving on. I have a caller area code 706. This is Ben. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, is this good?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I saw your handsome mug up there with Jason. I posted you on the blog.
Yeah, I missed most of the show tonight because I had one of the what the doctor calls a migraine headache, and. So I took some drugs and pretty much passed out. But I wanted to holler at y'all and let y'all know I'm still alive down here in Georgia. And we made it back home. But, yeah, we had a great time in Pennsylvania when we was up there. And I wanted to say something else, too. We talk about everybody knowing what they're doing or what they are not doing correctly. I bought some... The first in, first out mustard and ketchup dispensers. And I actually bought a whole case of them, took them home, tried them. I hate them. And so I don't know what I'm going to do with a case of dispensers because I'm
going
back
to my... Shoot me an email. I'll take them from you. I'll buy them from you.
No, I do. Hell, I'll give them to you. And
I'll buy them from you, man.
But they're the I think 12-ounce, and I just don't like the way they put the mustard and ketchup out. That sounds weird, but I'm going back to my old standbys. And now they work great for mayonnaise. that's the only thing that I figured out. And I don't know if I'm just not smart enough to squeeze or what. My wife says I'm not smart, so, you know. But we did have a good time. And it's down here, we started out with a boom this year, and then all of a sudden it started raining. And Saturday I had an auction, or an estate sale, actually, is what it was. And didn't do real hot, but, I mean, I had a good time. My wife spent more money than I made. And
she's getting you back for all that gambling you did up north.
Yeah, that's about right too. I won't get her a number the next option I do. And I learned that lesson quick. But it's going pretty good though overall. We got a real big event this weekend, the Boss Hog Cookoff, which is Friday and Saturday, which is a Kansas City barbecue cookoff. And believe it or not, I'm the only hot dog guy there. I'm the only hot dog guy allowed, I should say. The promoters, kind of, they're like my best advertising agents. And but the guy that came on and he was talking about, wasn't sure, you know, what he was doing or if he was doing it correctly. I don't think any of us ever started out and knew what we were doing. We just took a chance and did it, and it worked. And, my first customer was just as good as my last customer. So, you know, it's whatever you make it. And one thing I didn't do, Jason, when I was up there is I didn't get to see one of them ice cream bikes, which I actually wanted to see one. And,
I'm sorry, just gives you an excuse to come back up when Ben's here and we'll, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to be there this summer.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm gonna go all the way up. I'm gonna hit Brian Shores. I'm gonna catch everybody I can all the way up to New Hampshire and back.
Okay. Well, you'll enjoy the casino. So
I have to watch this. Nice. My wife is the bad one at the casino.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of ironic because the first night I was there, I went through what I decided that I was going to spend. And I had like $20 left, and I put it in a penny slot machine and won $350 off a penny slot machine, which just floored me. And then the next day, they shut down all those slot machines. So,
wow.
I don't know if they had a bad day or what.
Yeah, it sounds like they thought something was going wrong.
Yeah, and... But anyway, I hope everybody, all the new people that are doing hot dogs, I see them every day. I see new people that's getting into it. I hope, you know, everybody understands that it's not going to come overnight. It's just like any other business. You got to build your clientele and you got to, you know, build your business, and eventually it will come. But anyway, let me get off this phone. I just wanted to holler at y'all.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good night, Michael.
All right, y'all be good.
Have a good one.
Hey, Ben, there's a request on the chat board to know when the first convention is for the Hot Dog Mafia in Vegas.
You know what? That would be fantastic.
I got a travel agent. We could run it through and see about a group rate.
I would think that would be fantastic, even if we didn't do anything but just share tips and hang out and meet each other and share ideas and come up with stuff. You know, wild and crazy stuff and go to strip clubs and gamble. I'm just kidding. That'll tick off some people. Every time I say something bad on here, I get emails the next day. I'll have you know.
That's important to me. Tell them I wrote the script tonight.
Somebody mentioned a bumper sticker, learnhotdogs.com bumper sticker. You know what we ought to do is, I think hotdogmafia.com goes to, I think, if you type in Hot Dog Mafia. Somebody check this for me. Hotdogmafia.com, that should open at learnhotdogs.com. If it does, if I did that right, then we need to make some Hot Dog Mafia stickers, like an emblem for carts, and give those out I'd just order a bunch and then just mail them out to everybody. That way everybody can get them a sticker, something crazy looking. Doesn't have to be big and cover up their normal, you know, whatever their cart's appearance is. But, okay, Brian says it does. So Hot Dog Mafia, I think that'd be a cool sticker. Okay, caller, area code 417. I'm sorry you've been holding. This is Ben. You're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Hey, Ben, it's Al Miller.
Hey, Al. Dang, I'm glad to talk to you. I hadn't heard from you.
Well, we've been out on the road and busy, and then I thought I was going to miss the show again tonight, and my mother-in-law was leaving for Ireland in the morning, so we went out for barbecue, and I got home, and I turned on the I was just going to listen to the podcast, and I heard you guys were still on, so I thought, well, I'm going to call in this time.
I wish my mother-in-law would go to Ireland.
she's going for 2 weeks. So.
Wow. Well, I'd like to go to Ireland. So tell me this, and I know you haven't told anybody, but you emailed me a couple weeks ago that you were looking at getting a concession trailer.
Yes, sir.
Is that up and is that a done deal or is that a maybe still? What's going on?
That's a done deal. I picked it up day before yesterday in Missouri and drug it back here to Texas, and it's sitting in the driveway. I posted a picture, I think I did, from my phone on
Facebook page?
The Facebook page, that's right. I don't know if it made it there or not.
I don't think it did.
Okay, well, I'll do that again tonight.
Or send it to me, and I'll post it up for you. I'll put it in the blog. Jason, I want you to know, he got a screaming good deal.
There
like,
you go.
When he told me about it, I warned him that if he hadn't seen it, it's probably fake.
Yeah.
Because
I couldn't believe it.
So, anyway, share a little bit about that with us. Tell everybody what you did. You've got two carts now, and two cash cow carts, right?
Yes, sir.
And then now you've got a big concession trailer. Tell us about the concession trailer.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm a little afraid of what's to come. I mean, I've had a couple of inquiries. We even had an inquiry at a gas station on the way home somewhere in Oklahoma. Hey, would you guys, and the lady give us a business card, hey, would you guys like to come to our festival? I'm just dragging it home, and we hadn't even plugged it in yet. But anyway, the trailer is about 20 foot long. I haven't really got out there and measured anything. And it opens on three sides. It has a vent hood with a great big old grill and two fryers, a smoker, a digital electric smoker, a built-in electric commercial freezer, refrigerator, you know, one of them Hobart-looking deals, all stainless. And $16,500. I couldn't believe it. The lady asked.
This has got the hood system and everything, right?
The hood system, the fire suppression system, the works. It's just amazing. All the windows fold up and make like a light on the outside. You know, they fold up into an L shape, and then there's these light fixtures behind them. So at nighttime, it actually glows and looks like a sign up there.
It's a marquee sign. There you go.
It's pretty awesome. I don't even know what I have, Lisa.
I think you probably have a $35,000 rig that you stole. That is just incredible.
Well, the lady is a buddy of mine found it. We used to live there in Branson, Missouri. We did shows, and I still have some friends up there. And he told me about this trailer sitting in front of a pizza shop, and he went by and looked at it and took a couple of pictures and sent them to me. So on our way back from Ohio, we stopped through there and looked at the trailer, and she wanted $18,000 for it. Then she was having some health issues and didn't want to give it up, but said she had to. So I kind of thought that was a flag a little bit. But after I got home, and you're right, after I got home looking at them online, and anything near similar was $20,000 to $35,000. If I were to buy one new, like from Hallmark trailers, it's $20,000 without anything in it yet, just cabinets and a floor, you know. I mean, it's wired for electricity and such, but so I think I got a pretty good deal. So we went on ahead, and Lisa's sister invested some money, and we invested what we had, and we drug it home. So now we got to put it to work.
Oh, my goodness. I so bad want to come out there where y'all are and see this thing once you get it up and running. I think you got a screaming good deal. Now, you also are going to sell one of your carts or lease it or something?
Yeah, I had a fella called Tom McKinnon, I believe was his name, from the radio show here. And I had reached out to him a little bit, and he was asking about them. I don't know if he's listening tonight, but I returned his call, and we talked a little bit, and I told him that he needed to call you and ask him questions. I don't know if he did.
I believe somebody did. Either sent me – I vaguely remember something, and I haven't responded because it was kind of a loaded question. They wanted to know how much to lease it for, and I was going, well, whatever they're wanting. To me, I was going, okay, that's your decision what to lease it for. Now, obviously, it depends on what kind of lease it is. If you're giving them a cart and a location and your license and your commissary, well, then you can command a higher dollar. If this is a deal where you're just leasing the cart and they're responsible for everything else, then you can kind of do whatever you want. I mean, it's one of those deals where there's vendors out there paying $50 a day just to lease a cart. And then there's vendors out there who go and lease a cart, you know, like through a leasing company, and it's $300 a month, and it's going to be theirs at some point in the future. So it just depends, really, on what you're going to provide with them.
I see. Well, I would surely prefer to sell it, and I did have a kind of a divine intervention, if you will, with all of that right before I left to go get the trailer. I ended up having to buy a truck to pull the trailer. So before we ever left for Missouri, I had to locate a truck. So I found one at a repair shop here in this little town. I looked at it and drove it. And it's a used Dodge, you know, 1500 4x4. It's a pretty nice little truck. And so I ended up buying it. Well, I mentioned to the guy the day that I bought the truck, I had the hot dog cart. I had taken it over to the welding shop and had a removable tongue put on it. So I had mentioned to the fella that I needed to sell this hot dog cart before I could buy the truck, basically.
Right.
So he said, the hot dog cart, well, what do you have? So he goes out and looks at it. And he says, hey, you mind if I take some pictures? So I told him no, and go ahead. So I had a bunch of the paperwork from your website for the cash cow from when I bought it. I keep all that stuff in the car with my license and all that stuff, my health license. And so I gave him all that. Well, it ends up that his church wants to buy the car. And, you know, I told him I wanted $2,900 for it.
Good.
And, that's what he's going to do, right? I don't know if they're going to do it for sure, but they're taking it to their committee or whatever it is. They have to approve.
Well, good.
So if I sell the cart, then I won't be leasing it, and I don't want to lease the other one because it's all a personal cart. The other cart that we have, it's either going to get leased or it's going to get sold to kind of offset the money for the trailer a little. But the main reason I called in, not to take up your airspace, is in my email this afternoon on my post, we wouldn't have had this trailer if it had not been for you and Keith and everything, Ben's car. So I really appreciate that. I mean, just in August, we were struggling playing music, and it's what we do, and it's nobody's fault but our own that we've done it all our life, and I'll never stop doing it, but the bottom has fallen out of it as everything else. And just back in August, you know, we were struggling to get from show to show, And our financial situation is starting to pick up a little bit because of Ben's carts and what you guys do and stand for there, and just listening to what you guys have to say. So I really appreciate you guys being there. I do.
Well, I appreciate you, and for the folks that are listening, Al's better half won the cart giveaway in December last year, and I have yet to get that video done, edited, and up on the blog, but I promise I'll get it up there, and I can't wait for y'all to hear her music. Lisa has an unbelievable voice and sings like nobody's business. I can't wait for you to hear.
Well, we thank you for that, and it's what we do, you know, just as much as you guys are hot dog vendors professionally, and I guess we are now, too, but, you know, we're just, that's what we do, and we take it for granted sometimes, and maybe that's why we're not as successful as we could be, but,
right.
You know, I'm digging the hot dog stuff myself, and we did a festival, and I remember every time I book one of these festivals, I remember Brian saying, if their lips are moving, they're lying. Well, I found one of those festivals, and we lost our can this past a week ago, at the Crawfish Festival in Spring, Texas. We had sewer back up in our booth, and
oh my God.
It was just crazy. It was nuts, man.
Well, Kim,
I threw 300 hot dogs in the trash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I couldn't even find a local outreach place to take them. You know, I kept them on ice, and I couldn't refreeze them. I didn't want to refreeze them. And finally, I ended up, the trash man came right before we left town, and I threw them in the garbage. But anyway...
Holy cow. Now, tell me something. When is your first day with your concession trailer?
May the 18th is the first gig with that one.
And you already lined up your menu, and are you doing anything different than you were doing on your cart? I'm sure you're adding some stuff. What are you doing different?
I really haven't thought that far ahead. We are going to do bratwurst like we normally do. We have been doing pre-cooked burgers and cheeseburgers from the other cart, but I have the little grill, you know, that it's real small with the little sizzle cube flat top that I use. Right. So I'll be able to triple my output of those. I'm thinking that we might do turkey legs in the smoker. It's big enough to put 18 or 20 turkey legs in there, and I've been pricing those through Sam's pre-cooked. They're like $51 a case for 18 to 20 of them in a case, and they're pre-cooked. You just got to warm them up.
Oh, wow.
I learned a thing from a guy in Spring, Texas, that he was right next to me, and he had a huge smoker, and he was doing pre-cooked turkey legs, and he just wrapped them in foil, and he was selling them for $8 a piece, and he's got $2.17 in them or something, you know?
Yeah. Now, you ought to consider some of the stuff that, like, Jason and Corey are doing with their concession trailers. You know, like Jason does the exotic meats, but you also have the pork lips and you have the bacon jam. I mean, can you imagine now going through 25 pounds a week of bacon jam?
No, I can't, but I want to.
Yeah, but do you realize that Jason is now... You're talking a year into the hot dog business, and or a little over a year, and Jason has a following enough that he sells out daily. When he sells out, he leaves, and often he calls me during the week or texts me and goes, "Hey, I'm heading home. It's 12:45," and I'm going, "What the hell?" And he's already sold out, and people come up there. He has created a niche, and he's created a demand for it because he didn't just take the easiest way. He created a niche market by offering some cool stuff, like your turkey legs is kind of neat. There's people out there that, you know, I only get those at the fair. You know, that's the only time I ever see turkey legs for sale, and they'll have them at the
right.
fair. But see, that's one of those things that it may take off for you. I can't wait for you
would suggest if turkey legs are something that nobody has around you, do them.
Absolutely.
You know, if it's something that is like a local thing, don't do it. Do something else.
Wrap them in
tape. Yeah, you know, I prefer to do the things that nobody else does, like the steamed cheeseburgers, the exotic meat that changes every 2 weeks, you know, Hawaiian shave ice. That's all stuff that nobody does here.
Yeah, I would really like to look into for the summer some sort of a shaved ice machine or something. Also, this fella that was doing the turkey legs, that's all he did was turkey legs and what he called was a twisted tater, and I don't know if you've ever seen those. It's a fair food, but it's a baking potato, and he has this little a machine, if you will, that he bought at Ace Mart Restaurant Supply, and he hooks his little cordless drill to it, so it makes kind of a show, and it's bolted to a table, and he puts one potato in this thing, turns that drill on, yeah, and it just spirals that potato, and then he dumps it in the oil, and $5 for a potato.
Well, you got to put it on a stick and spread out the spiral and fry it.
He told me about the stick thing, and he said the way he does it is a lot easier, and it just omits the stick, and it makes this huge pile of potatoes all curly in a large paper boat, you know. And
wow.
He's got all kinds of seasonings out there on his table, and you sprinkle on Cajun seasoning and whatever you want. And he was getting $5 a boat for them dudes for a potato. So, you know, I thought, well, maybe I'd give that a shot. He said the tool was $300 at Ace Mart, but I haven't been over there to price it. But anyway, yeah, that we want to look at that. I don't even know anything about these fryers. When I got the trailer home to my buddy's house in Missouri, we opened it up, and him and I lit the grill, and we cooked brats on it and drank beer all day. And I just had a blast, but I don't know anything about the fryers. One of them has got, you know, 4 or 5 inches of grease in it. The other one is bone dry, and they're just filthy. I just really need to figure out how I clean them or take them out of there or what. I don't know what to
do. There should be, when you open the door underneath the front, look down on the floor or somewhere, there should be a pipe that screws in to a ball valve, and you're going to need yourself a big pot. And they make, the easiest way to describe it, Restaurant Supply, it looks like a big coffee filter made out of, you know, quarter round. And then they sub big coffee filters, for lack of a better word. And you drain the oil down through that after it cools down. That takes out any of the particulate. Then you dump it back into the fryer. But now the other thing is, does it have any travel lids on it?
No travel lids. There are none.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Well, what they have to do there is let it cool down and then transfer the grease back into the plastic tanks that you poured them from, the grease from, and that way you
fry
safely.
That's it.
I would suggest getting a Dymonette tank made or something like that. Don't use those plastic tanks because, man, you're going to have to wait for it to get really cool. You could set yourself up if you get like one of those Dymonette tanks from Northern Supply, Northern Hydraulics, one of those companies. You can set that up with a 12-volt pump. And what you do is you set yourself up some hose to feed it from the fryer into the tank. And then on the bottom, ball valve to an on-demand pump, you can turn it on and pump it back up into the fryer and set it up so it's off the floor. So it's not going to burn a tile if there's tile in there, and all, you know, away from the wall, that kind of thing. That way it can, you know, be drained, and, you know, then you can move. So that's a big problem when you run fryers.
All great ideas, because I've been wondering, laying in bed at night and wondering, okay, what am I going to do? Because there was no lids, and I wasn't even thinking about maybe going to the welding shop with it and seeing if a guy could make me something, you know, for a lid. But
you're going to need some. You're going to need a high-heat gasket, and it's got to be like a pressure
it can be done. There's basically the easiest way is thinking of brackets on the side and almost like a big butterfly nut and screws it down like a plate, and it has to have a gasket. And, you know, you can do that, but I'll tell you what, man, there's nothing worse than having to clean up spilled grease everywhere.
Well, I've anticipated that.
Well, wait, there might be one thing, red food, you know, food dye, food dye, cherry syrup or strawberry syrup for lemonade, that might be a little worse.
Well, again, guys, I don't want to take all your time up and all of those tips and tricks that I'll definitely try. I'm going to get some pictures of it. It says Audie's Taco Shack on the side of it, so I need to get that off there as quick as I can. But somebody hand-painted it.
So, hey,
oven cleaner.
Oven cleaner will take the paint off?
Yep.
Awesome. I'll do that tomorrow.
And there's something else too. If you go to Websterant, like restaurant, but use the word Websterant, they will have those filters for a deep fryer. It's deep fryer filters, and you'll need a cone. And it's just a metal cone, and that's the cheapest place I've found them.
Okay. Websterant.
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're quick shippers too.
And they make a stuff called boil out. If, you know, every week or 2 weeks or month, you can pour water in your deep fryer and then put in this boil out bag, and it boils all the any stains. Basically, it completely cleans it. It's food safe, and then you flush it out with water again, and then you add your grease back to it.
Just don't add that water and cleaner to your grease. If you're reusing your grease.
In fact, here's another thing, and I know this from personal experience. Don't ever make sure it's completely dry before you put in grease, because just a little bit of water will ruin the entire vat of grease. 50 pounds of grease.
Okay. Well, that's all great stuff to know. I'm going to try and fire this smoker up in the next day or two. I looked online to see if there were some instruction books. It didn't come with any book or anything. And it looks like it's missing a couple of pans, a drip pan and a water pan, so I've got to order those. But I'm going to cook a pork butt in that dude. My buddy's after me. He wants me to bring it up. He bought him a cabin out on Lake Taneycomo up there in Branson. And he's wanting me to come up there and just stay the weekend with my motorhome and my trailer and cook all weekend.
That's awesome.
That's probably what we'll do, you know.
Well,
he'll give him a hell of a deal if he pays cash.
There you go.
That's what I did tell him. he builds steel guitars, and I play steel guitars. So we take things out and trade that way, so we'll work something out.
Al, Before you order those pans, if you'll find a steel fabrication shop, if there's not one near you, there is, you just don't know about it. If you call a heating and air conditioning supply place or a heating and air conditioning company, they will know where the nearest fabrication shop is. And if you'll call them, that's something they can make in less than 15 minutes, a pan, just by bending up the, you know, stainless steel or even Galvalume or anything, really, for your pan. It really doesn't have to be stainless steel. And then weld the edges, and probably way cheaper than going and buying one that's custom made for it.
Okay. That's a great tip. Well, that was worth the phone call right there, because I was fixing to order those things in the morning. That is a great tip.
Well, also, if you were closer, I'd just make them for you, but... because they don't take long. I've made them for my dad, and I've got a buddy that's got smokers, and I've made them for him. So I know exactly what you're talking about. But please call back and let us know about your first day, and tell Lisa hi, and wish she would have been here with you.
Well, I'll do it. And she's around the house here somewhere, but she's cleaning and... She's going to push her mom out the door here in the next couple hours to Ireland. So her mom's been hanging here with us.
Tell her we said hi, and y'all have a good evening.
I'll do it, and thanks, and sorry to the other callers that have been waiting online, if there are any, for me rambling on, but I'm pretty excited about this trailer, and I'll try to get some pictures sent via Ben at benscarts.com here in the next hour or two.
Yeah, just email them to me, and I'll add them to the blog tomorrow, show them off.
Okay, that'll work.
We'll see you.
Thanks.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
We've got another caller on hold, and caller, if you'll just hang on just a second, I'll be right with you. I do want to let you know on the blog tomorrow, I should have up, some people sent me some pictures as well of their setups, and you are going to want to see those. They're awesome. I know that we have run past our hour tonight and working on, I don't know what time it is, but it's 10. Yeah, we're working on 2 hours.
Shorten them.
You know what, though? I love it because everybody's learning and everybody's helping each other. This is fantastic. I just extended it again because I know we had 9 minutes left and I didn't want to get interrupted because I still have those questions that people had sent in, and I promised them that I'd get to them. And we'll be back in just a second.
Well, drain me dry and call me Dusty. It's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.
Well, I walk into the room.
Oh, my me, Ben's got it A to Z. It's the A to Z course for anyone just getting started. It's brand new and full of fresh info, tips, and tricks on how to get rolling. In 11 on-demand web episodes, Ben does a comprehensive course on kickstarting your business. It includes forms, outlines, and more. He covers licensing, permits, finding a car, commissaries, locations, even more locations, tips, pricing, and shaving your dog, and more. You get it all except for the shaving your dog part. We just want to make sure y'all were listening. Get it now over to learnhotdogs.com. Want to see some funky videos? Go to learnhotdogs.com. You can watch Ben do it on a real big dog cart. He'll also teach you how to steam, boil, and grill dogs the right way on the same cart. He'll also show you how to get your hands on some hot steamy buns, and it's all over at learnhotdogs.com. This is Slick Willie Johnson from New York, and you'll be grooving live with the Hot Dog and the Man on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Come on, y'all,
let's take a ride. And I would like to thank Rob Harper for those commercials. He is a vendor and is up north and made those commercials for us. I appreciate it, Rob. Every time I listen to him, I am so thankful that you made our show sound professional, and at least our commercials. So I thank you. Caller with the area code 424, you're live on Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Thanks for calling in. Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Ben?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Hi, this is Mike. I'm calling from Canada. I got a long time to you guys, I guess.
Wonderful. Calling from Canada, you said?
Yeah, that's correct. We're sitting in Edmonton, Alberta.
Awesome.
And today we got a rodeo done on a local farmer's market, and it was quite an experience.
So you did good? This was your first gig?
Yeah, absolutely. It's we got a full kitchen in our basement where we produce our own sausages and stuff. And, yeah, we got lined up in the farmer's market. And for the first day with self-made for on old German traditional recipes, we sold 100 dogs with sauerkraut and honey, mustard and ketchup. Yeah, it worked pretty well.
Oh my gosh, that sounds delicious. Now, if I understood you, there's some phone interference apparently, but you process your own meat, and then
yes,
you've got sauerkraut and mustard sausages and. You set up at the farmer's market.
That's correct. Yes, right. Well, but we have it running over a table. We don't have a car yet. But the health inspector of the health department came with it, how we set it up. And he said, if you follow the rules as we tell you, you don't have any problems whatsoever.
Now, I am impressed that you didn't wait and let not having a cart stop you. You found out what you needed to do to become legal in order to do it without a cart, and that's what you've done.
Yes, actually, I have give her the respect for all this. And, that's what you did. You're right.
That is brilliant. I am impressed. So, folks, if you're listening and don't have a cart, there may be some loopholes you can get around. And I know we have some people listening up in Canada because every week I get a report on the people that were listening in on by phone, and it shows me what country they're from. And obviously most of them are the U.S. And I thank you for letting us know that. I can't wait to hear how this progresses for you.
Yeah, we keep you updated on that. And we want to buy a car, that's for sure, but the shipping fees are so high. And, we have to sell a couple more brats till we got it up and running. And the kicker on the whole story is that a friend of ours have an Elvis festival on her property, the average of 2,500 people. And she want to have us so badly there, but we couldn't make it because we wasn't licensed, so we said we don't do it. And this is to go, and, we hope for a great time out there.
Wow. So is that something she does every year?
Yes, she did it. She started out just for the fun, for the love of Elvis, and she started it on her own acreage, and now she has to rent a 10 acres to park all the RVs and so forth.
Oh, I like it's, that. That is
nice, yeah.
And you're in Alberta, which is that in the eastern part of Canada?
No, it's the west. It's in the west.
Okay. And we have a vendor I know over in the west in, I think there's two vendors I know of over in the west. One's a chef, and he vends from a cart. And then there's, dadgum, I am horrible tonight with names. I want to say her name's Roxanne as well, but she's in, what's that little island, peninsula, Canada, right above Washington?
I can't tell you. I just did 5 years in Canada. We moved over from Germany, and that's why my English is
well, your
crazy.
Your English is better than half my family, so.
yeah, right.
Yeah, that's only because they speak redneckese.
Yeah, hillbillyese. If you go to a family reunion at my wife's, well, first they're all kin and married, and they
go to family reunions looking for dates, right?
Exactly. They require that I come to translate for the people that are not native.
Yeah. Wow.
Need subtitles.
Yeah. Oh, well, one last thing I have on my chest is I want to get rid of is that we bought our equipment that we needed to get going, talking with the guy in the Home Depot, and you were mentioned in your videos that Home Depot maybe contract you up. And we got a little bit luck on that shot, and the Home Depot actually called us up and asked for catering on their parking. Yeah, well, they pay up front. We got the gig going, and that's the hot dog for Home Depot, and you got the people who walk by on top of it. I hope for a great weekend. That should be in 2 or 3 weeks when the long weekend is coming up, and we will see how that works.
Well, that's exciting too. I'm proud of you. I think it's awesome. You're the first person I've seen that started a business, a hot dog vending business, sausages and stuff, without a cart. And I'm impressed.
Well, you have to try. And the thing is, we are living on an agri town. We out of Edmonton, and the people that are living in the land. Instead of whatnot, they are more common, and they want to help you to get going. And once in a while, they really jump over their shoulder and said, okay, if you follow this procedure, it's a legal thing and nothing is illegal. Follow this rules and regulations. Good to go. That's all you have to do, actually. You have to listen to these guys, what they say. Right? And don't set it up and, yeah, well, then you'll be disappointed when somebody sends you away.
Well, I think that's awesome. You've probably inspired a lot of people tonight, more than you probably know, that may be struggling to get started, that especially our neighbors to the north that need that may have that potential to be able to do that. And so that's awesome. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us.
No big deal.
Well, I think... Yeah.
Is it any cheaper for him to come into the country and pick up the cart and take it back? Or does it get whacked with the same import fees?
It's cheap to get it to the border. Where they run into line, even though you have NAFTA, which is the North American Free Trade, you end up with this expense, this export fee of sorts. And
right.
they limit what can come under NAFTA. And so it depends on how it's shipped. And I found out there's a workaround on this a little bit. If it's shipped it kind of as a kit, like if you shipped the trailer separate
really
from
require.
then it doesn't get any taxes. But if you ship it as a complete concession trailer, it comes in as a vehicle. And as a vehicle, the fees are imposed.
Yeah, there was a guy up in Ontario, provinces east of us, and he got a big cart, and he wanted to sell it for $500 or whatnot. I said, it's cheaper when I drive in the state and pick it up myself. I don't want to pay that. And then I did the math, and I broke even. I would break even if I pick it up or buy it here. So that doesn't make no difference at all. But as I said, I work on it, build it up myself. I buy a trailer, 4x8, for example, and then I customize the stuff myself, and we get it and running. And the end goal will be a concession trailer, as many other people want to have it, and then we want to run festivals. Because the summer in Canada is short, we got the 7 months of winter here this season, and you have to pick it.
Well, I'm excited for you. So I know that there's vendors that work year-round there. They just have enclosed trailers, or they put up these buildings and put their carts in them. So I will I'll definitely be waiting to hear from you as this progresses. I thank you for calling in and sharing with us.
I appreciate having me.
Well, you have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Have a good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's awesome, Jason. I didn't know that. I wonder if there's places in the United States that would allow that.
What? Take me.
Not having a cart, just as long as you've got approved. I guess you could. I don't know how you do that, but I think that's maybe there's a way to do that to start a business without a cart. As long as you had the approved other stuff, maybe a warm and tray or containers. I don't know how that would work, but either way, I think it's awesome that he's gotten it done and he's already getting gigs.
I'm glad he found a way around it. I know here my health department would never allow it.
Mine neither, but of course I've never asked for that. I don't know what they would require, but I want to read a couple things that I got sent in. Let's see. This is a tip from a vendor. It says the one propane tank ran out, and my wife hooked up the other, and we smelled gas leaking. I told her to shut off the gas and rode out to her site. Apparently, he's got a cart and she's got a cart. The gasket in the tank was rotted. He says, Ben, I'm asking you to please let anyone who listens to your show to check the gaskets on their tanks every time they get them filled or exchanged. That way, they can prevent an accident. Now, obviously, in my cart instruction stuff, we tell them to spray it down with, like soapy water, each time, because traveling can loosen things, and it's always better to be safe. Now, they do put in a smell of rotten eggs, basically. They add it. It's supposed to be some type of additive to the gas so you can smell it, but it could be too late by the time you smell it. So it is always good to check for leaks. And sometimes you can get a new tank and it have a bad, you know, go get a tank exchange and it have a bad gasket or a bad seal or a bad O-ring. But that's that came from Sam Smith, and I appreciate that, Sam. What were you going to say, Jason?
I'm just thinking, like, you know, it might be a little easier in an open car, but, like, I think about that, like, in my trailer or, like, Corey's trailer, man. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that'd be scary. Yeah, you'd have a bomb. Now, see, I just said that word, and now probably the government's listening to the radio show. We're going to fix them to get popular.
Got a whole new bunch of fans.
Just always check your gas lines and make sure that you're safe. You don't want to chance it. You don't want to get lazy on the parts that would endanger you or your customers. Here's another one. This came in right after the show last week. I think this was Pete and Autumn from Dogs on the Run, and it is about vendor protection. And it says, for our protection, we offer a $5 special. That's a dollar off our normal prices to any police officer at any time we are out. Make any potential problem maker see that there are police around, and maybe that will deter them. Also, my wife sets up along a truck route. Next time Roxanne calls in, suggest that she puts a CB radio on her cart. This does a few things. A truck driver loves to hear a woman on the radio. Also, if there is a slow time, it is a great way to kill time. The best thing about it is that any driver that is in a hurry, they can call the order in and she can take it to the truck. Works well for my wife. That is brilliant. So you've got two tips there in one email. That came from Pete and Autumn, Dogs on the Run. Thank you both for that advice. I know some vendors that give police officers half off. Some of them give them a discount. Some of them give it free. Anyway, anything you can do to encourage law enforcement to stop by them more often may be beneficial, especially in the situation we spoke about last week where, you know, some crazed drug addict, you know, came and, you know, intimidate you. That's a good tip. This other tip.
I just donated to the state police party here. They had a take your little guys to work day. I sent over, you know, big tomato pie, rolls, dogs, bacon jam, onion, all that stuff. And now next week they're leaving on a Phillies game. I think there's 75 of them going. I donated a case of dogs, some sausage, rolls, you know.
Oh, wow.
All that stuff. But you just, you know, it's a write-off, but the goodwill you get back from that, I always have troopers and locals in and out. You know, we have a prison up past us, so we're always getting transports from other places. And, you know, I've come in mornings and had prison transports waiting for me to get set up just to serve them because they heard somebody else talking about it. So, you know, it's goodwill all the way around and also helps you because, you know, people see the cops in there all the time. Going to be less likely to get hit up.
That's smart. I like that. I like that idea. I also like the, I hope Roxanne's still on. I knew I saw her there in the chat room earlier, but this whole thing with the CB, I think you could add, you know, you can buy a CB for $30, add a little 12 volt battery and it'll hook up directly to a 12 volt battery and a little antenna. And you could talk to truck drivers. If you're still doing that gig out there, where you were, that may be a huge benefit. I think that's awesome. Roxanne, if you're listening or if you do listen later, if you do try it, somebody just told me that they just texted and said she is listening. Okay. That may be beneficial. And I'd love to know it if you end up trying it and let me know how it works. And I think
Texas or I thought she was Colorado.
She is in Washington or Oregon. Hold on, let me see. Colorado. She's in Colorado. She's, I remember, she's in Colorado City, Pueblo. She's in Pueblo. I remember Pueblo. Anyway, the, I almost said Canada because I think the, do you remember the lady that's from Canada that has the that pedal cab?
Yeah, she was. I was gonna say she was the one that had the car hooked up on a rickshaw or something.
Yeah. That lady, she's in Canada and she works year round. Roxanne, I'd love it if you would let us know if you do end up trying that. And I think we're done. I think we've
covered it all.
I think we've covered everything. And
Rob Harper, you're up next week, and Dave O'Donnell the week after.
Pressure's
on, fellas.
That's right.
Hey, Rob, you have to include not only the chat room, but some call-ins.
I think next week, too, is a big gift. I think they get the – you remember he bought a bunch of stuff to fix up a build-a-card. He bought a battery, I think a pump, a water heater, and – so all of that stuff is going to one person next week.
We'll call it a bag of plenty.
Do what?
We'll call it a bag of plenty.
A bag of plenty. That's it. A cornucardia.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I appreciate it. Jason, I appreciate you. I know you're tired. Did you have you decided to take off Sundays now yet or not?
For right now, I am until I get some more help. I'm just... my body's telling me I got to slow down with all this other stuff going on with the carts and the trikes and the commissary and, you know.
Now, that's right. You've been taking orders and deposits on this next batch of ice cream bikes, right?
Yeah, we're sold to the second week of October. God, I'm sorry, you can tell I'm tired. June. I just got somebody's deposit on Saturday. That reminds me. Thank you. I got to call him and let him know. It's horrible when you're suffering from CRS, man.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I'm
I lost track of days this week. I told somebody, oh, I'll have the truck there. It was my sign guy. I said, well, I'll have the truck over to you, you know, on Wednesday coming up. And my wife's like, said, what, are you taking it tonight? I'm like, no, I gotta have it there for Wednesday. She's like, well, it's Tuesday at dinner time, dummy. I said, all right, guess I'm taking the truck now then, huh?
Wow. Well, I folks, if you're interested in ice cream bike biz, it's icecreambike.biz, and you can go check out the different ice cream bikes and see if there's that may be an option for you to jump into shaved ice or jump into Italian ice or even just ice cream. But these are unbelievable go green type bikes. They're solar powered, so they're self sustaining. Interesting and some cool looks coming. I know in June you've got that those new silver ones coming, right?
I have in that run they're silver, orange, blue, and green. So somebody emailed me and said, are you doing tie dye to match your shirts? And I thought about, man, there's a process you can do to get that like onto anything, you know, gun stocks, everything, but it's just big bucks. You know, tie dye frame. I was like, oh, now you got my wheels turning, damn it. I'm supposed to get my truck back this week, so I'll have to get you pictures of that. I was over there, I think Thursday, and I got to see the, I guess, the wrap in a big roll, like it was printed. The back door was printed. We took it out. I think, did I send you a picture of that?
You did. That's sharp. This is going to look cool. I can't wait.
I can't wait to see it done. So, all right, brother. Well, have a good night. Have a good night, everybody else. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and thanks, everybody, for helping and for joining in and calling in and all the callers that called in and emailed. I appreciate it. Hope everybody has a fantastic night and a good week. And now, again, I'm lost on – oh, there's the button. How about – who wants to hear Hot Steamy Buns before we go?
I want to hear the monkey one again.
Oh, can I play that? It's okay to play that, isn't it?
It's the end of the night. We've been on for 2.5 hours.
Okay, folks. If your ears are sensitive, don't listen or are easily offended, just hang up the phone now.
He's busier than a one-armed monkey with two peckers. It's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. He's busier than a cucumber in a woman's prison. It's Ben on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio. Hot Dog Vendor Radio was brought to you by BensCarts.com and the hot dog answer man himself, Mr. Ben Wilson. Also by the letter H and the number 1. Tune in next week for the very best hot dog vendor information money can't buy on HDVR, Hot Dog Vendor Radio.